Hare Krishna. Seeking blessings and good wishes from all the assembled Vaishnavas who are present here and also on online. I am not qualified to attend and give such an important class, but for my purification I will make an humble attempt. So if there is any mistakes, kindly forgive me. If you find anything good, the credit is of all my seniors. Hare Krishna.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihare, Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihare, Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari, Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari, Yashodanandana Brajajana Ranjana, Yashodanandana Brajajana Ranjana, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari, Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari, Yashodanandana Brajajana Ranjana, 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 Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari,
విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరిగ్రహాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శ్రీ శ్రీమద్ ఇస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాదికి జయ. ఓం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరిగ్రహాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శ్రీ శ్రీమద్ ఇస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శిల భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి ఠాకూర్ కి జయ. అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవింద కి జయ. నామాచార్య శిల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కి జయ. గంధరాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కి జయ్. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 5 చాప్టర్ ఎంటైటిల్డ్ నారద్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్ ఆన్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం టెక్స్ట్ 13.
అహో అహో మహాభాగ భవన అమోఘద్రేక శుచి శ్రవణ సత్య రథో ధృతవ్రత కురు క్రమక్షఖిల బధన్ ముక్తయా సమాధిన స్మార తద్ విచేష్టితేతాం అతో మహాభాగ భవనమో గద్రిక శుచి శ్రవ సత్య రతో ధృతవ్రత గురు క్రమశ్యఖిల బంధ ముక్తయే సమాధిన స్మార తద్ విచేష్టితేతాం అథో మహాభాగ భవన్ అమోఘద్రిక శుచి శ్రవణ సత్య రథో ధృతవ్రత ఉరు క్రమశ్యఖిల బంధ ముక్తయే సమాధినో స్మర తద్ విచేష్టితేతాం. అతో మహాభాగ భవానమోగద్రే శుచి శ్రవాగత క్రమశ్చిల బంధ ముక్తయే అతో మహాభాగ భవానమోదే సత్యరతో ధృతవ్రత శుచి శ్రవ సత్య రథో ధృతవ్రత ఖిల బంధ ముక్తయే
మాతాజీ. వాట్ వర్డ్ మీనింగ్? అథో దేర్ ఫోర్ మహాభాగ హైలీ ఫార్చునేట్ భవన్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ అమోఘద్రిక్ ద పర్ఫెక్ట్ సియర్ శుచి స్పాట్లెస్ శ్రవ famous. Satyamatha, having taken the vow of truthfulness. Dhritavrata, fixed in spiritual qualities. Urukramasya, of the one who performs supernatural activities, God. Akhila, universal. Bandha, bondage. Muktaye, for liberation from. Samadhina, by trance. Anusmara, think repeatedly and then describe them. Tat, vichestitam, various pastimes of the Lord. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O Vyasadeva, your vision is completely perfect. Your good fame is spotless. You are firm in vow and situated in truthfulness. And thus you can think of the pastimes of the Lord in trance for the liberation of the people in general from all material bondage. Purport. People in general have a taste for literature by instinct. They want to hear and read from authorities, sometimes about the unknown, but their taste is exploited by unfortunate literatures which are full of subject matter for satisfaction of the material senses. Such literatures contain different kinds of mundane poems and philosophical speculations, more or less under the influence of Maya, ending in sense gratification. These literatures, although worthless in the true sense of the term, are variously decorated to attract the attention of the less intelligent men. Thus, the attracted living entities are more and more entangled in material bondage without hope of liberation for thousands and thousands of generations. Sri Narad Rishi, being the best among the Vaishnavas, is compassionate towards such unfortunate victims of worthless literatures, and thus he advises Sri Vyasadeva to compose transcendental literature which is not only attractive but can also actually bring liberation from all kinds of bondage. Srila Vyasadeva or his representatives are qualified because they are rightly trained to see things in true perspective. Srila Vyasadeva and his representatives are pure in thought due to their spiritual enlightenment, fixed in their vows due to their devotional service, and determined to deliver the fallen souls rotting in material activities. The fallen souls are very eager to receive novel information every day, and the transcendentalists like Vyasadeva or Narad can supply such eager people in general with unlimited news from the spiritual world. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that the material world is only a part of whole creation and that this earth is only a fragment of the whole material world. There are thousands and thousands of literary men all over the world, and they have created many thousands of literary works for the information of people in general for thousands and thousands of years. Unfortunately, none of them have brought peace and tranquility on the earth. This is due to spiritual vacuum in those literatures. Therefore, the Vedic literatures, especially the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam, are specifically recommended to suffering humanity to bring about the desired effect of liberation from the pangs of material civilization which is eating the vital part of human energy. The Bhagavad Gita is spoken message of Lord Himself recorded by Vyasadeva, and the Srimad Bhagavatam is the transcendental narration of the activities of the same Lord, which alone can satisfy the hankering desires of the living beings for eternal peace and liberation from miseries. Srimad Bhagavatam therefore is meant for all the living beings all over the universe for total liberation from all kinds of material bondage. Such transcendental narration of the pastimes of the Lord can be described only by liberated soul like Vyasadeva and his bona fide representatives who are completely merged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Only to such devotees do the pastimes of the Lord and their transcendental nature become automatically manifest by dint of devotional service. No one else can either know or describe the acts of the Lord, even if they speculate on the subject of many years. The description of the Bhagavatam are so precise and accurate that whatever has been predicted in this great literature about 5,000 years ago is now exactly happening. Therefore, the vision of the author comprehends past, present and future. Such liberated persons as Vyasadeva are perfect not only by the power of vision and wisdom, but also in oral reception, in thinking, feeling and all other sense activities.
A liberated person possesses perfect senses, and with the perfect senses only can one serve the sense. Only with perfect senses can one serve the sense proprietor, Rishikesha, the Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore, is a perfect description of all perfect personality of Godhead by the all perfect personality Srila Vyasadeva, the compiler of Vedas.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So, we have been discussing in the morning Srimad Bhagavatam class about the pastime of Srila Narad Muni instructing Srila Vyasadeva. Now, Vyasadeva is the incarnation of the Lord, and he has compiled many literatures. Almost all the Vedas, all the Upanishads, everything he has compiled. But still there is some dissatisfaction in his heart. And the dissatisfaction is the reason of which he was sitting on the banks of Saraswati and trying to contemplate what exactly he has missed out. And during that time, his spiritual master Srila Narad Muni, having compassion on his disciple, he comes there, and there are series of verses which I have already described how Narad Muni is now explaining to Vyasadeva the actual reason for his dissatisfaction. In the translation, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that there are so many literatures available in this universe. All over the world there are thousands and thousands of books which are available, but none of them are able to change the heart of the people. The main reason for this is all the literatures which are written are just for name, fame and prestige. Not a single literature is written for the benefit of the human society. We don't say that there are no scriptures available. Definitely there are, but we are generally talking of the other scriptures which in the name of religion books or religious books are nothing but presentation of the concocted version of the writer. the very best example we can give is in there is a book on Karna. Now everybody knows who Karna was and what were his activities in Mahabharata, how he had proclaimed to disrobe Draupadi and how he was involved in so many bad activities with Duryodhan. But there is an author who has written about Karna, and the way he has depicted in that book is the reader feels that Karna is the main hero and the main villain is Krishna and Arjun. Now for a layman, when he goes to the stall and buys this book and reads it, definitely he is going to get impressed by the flowery language, by the words which are there in the book, and he will definitely make a mark in his heart or an impression in his heart that yes, Krishna is known for all this. He makes lot of political decisions, and there are chances, or the author what he is saying is right. Now this author has made lot of money just by this single book, but if you see what damage he has done to the spiritual lives of so many people, that when you start blaspheming Vaishnavas and devotees and Lord Krishna, what to speak of, you can imagine the karmic reactions. But they are unfortunate souls, and that is why Srila Prabhupada in the translation says that Narad Muni is telling Vyasdev to present something which is very attractive. Now people want to have lot of attractive things. Definitely it's our nature that whatever is attractive is easily gone for. So when the books are also attractive, when the literature which is presented is also attractive, people get an inclination to study the scriptures. Now before Srila Prabhupada presented his whole series of the volumes of the books he has given, we can see there are hardly any scriptures or books which were that attractive that we could find interesting to read. There were scriptures, no doubt, but their language, their presentation was so much in a very high language, which is very difficult for common people to understand. But Srila Prabhupada's presentation are such that even anybody who can just pick up a book, read it, he will get attracted such a way that he will feel the inclination to read more and more. So that is what Narad Muni is trying to tell Vyasdev, to present something which will attract the minds of the people and which will help them to come out of this cycle of birth and death. One other point which comes to our mind is the compassion of the Guru on his disciple. Now this is the main theme around which we have prepared today's subject, and we will discuss some examples from the scriptures that how the compassion of the spiritual master helped the disciple to create wonders in the society. When the spiritual master empowers his disciple, he can do wonders in the society and benefit one and all. We know about this verse, Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langaite Girim Yat Krupatam Hamande Shri Gurun Dinatare. Now this beautiful verse explains that Mukham Karoti Vachalam, if the Guru blesses the disciple, even a dumb man can speak. Pangum Langaite Girim, a lame man can cross the mountain, and the most fallen can get liberated from this material world. So the compassion of the spiritual master is the most important ingredient in any spiritual sadhaka's life. And whatever the sadhaka achieves is just the grace and the blessings of the Guru. So Vyasdev was feeling unsatisfied and here appears Guru Maharaj with the blessings and grace to guide him. And there are various examples which we will discuss now. And I have given the title as The Power of Spiritual Master's Grace. So we take some examples from the scriptures to just make this point, the power of spiritual grace of the Guru. The first example which comes to our mind is that of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, appeared in this world 500 years ago. But when he appears like a normal common devotee, and he performs all his activities based on that whole concept that he is a devotee of Lord Krishna. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a small boy, he was famously known as Nimai Pandit. And as you would have heard in C.C. Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Nimai Pandit was very, very expert in debate and scholarly arguments. And he used to love debating with, no, and doing scholarly arguments. So much so that he used to, you know, go and just start a debate and then defeat the person, and then, you know, that way he used to go around the whole day. And the devotees who were there, they were just praying that somehow Nimai should become a devotee so that he can dovetail all his qualities in the spiritual realm. So much so that Gadadhar Pandit, who is the close associate of Nimai Pandit or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to avoid the company of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to catch him, then argue with him, defeat the argument, then refute his own argument, and then again prove his own argument. So that way he used to do every time, and Gadadhar Pandit was really like, you know, he was a simple devotee and very much concerned with chanting the holy names and other activities, and debating was out of his question. But Nimai was that sort of a personality. And then enters his spiritual master, Srila Ishwarapuri. And then there is a complete transformation in the behavior of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees Ishwarapuri, he becomes calm and composed. And when he takes initiation from him, after coming from Gaya, he is a changed personality. And what the Guru has done, the Guru has empowered him, has given his grace. And what does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do with that? He spreads the holy name of the Lord all over the world. And that is what we are experiencing today. That what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was earlier and after initiation, he was mad in love of Krishna. He used to cry, he used to, you know, we know in CC how his ecstatic symptoms were there. So this is the grace which the spiritual master gives to his disciple. And the disciple then takes on this grace and spreads the spiritual ecstasy everywhere. The other example which comes to our mind is that of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as you know, is the son of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And he was a very, very scholarly personality. He was very well versed in astronomy, astrology, all the scriptures, everything. He was like an encyclopedia. But he was lacking that spiritual link. Not that he was not a devotee, but that link is the attachment to the spiritual master. So his father, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, told him that you should take initiation. Although his father was qualified to give him initiation, but he said that you should take initiation from Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And then this urge to get initiation from Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj started developing in the heart of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he then went in search of him, and when he found him, he was refused initiation. He said that I don't give initiation. And we all know that Gaur Kishore Das Maharaj academically was not that qualified as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But the spiritual master is the one who has Krishna deep in the heart, and which was what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted from Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, the spiritual grace. And then after so much of begging and pleading, finally he got initiation. And after getting initiation and after getting connected to the Guru Parampara, we see what wonders Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has done. So many Gaudiya Mutts he has established, so many disciples and so many literatures. In fact, our whole ISKCON movement is a part of the Gaudiya mission itself. So that is the contribution of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur which he has given us. And how can we forget our own Srila Prabhupada? We all know that when Srila Prabhupada was a young boy, he was attached to the freedom struggle of, you know, the freedom movement. At that time, the India was under the subjugation of the British rule, and Srila Prabhupada was actively involved in the movement with Gandhi. And when he went to meet Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur for the first time with his friend, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur looks at him and tells him that you are a qualified young man. Why don't you go out and spread the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the English language. And Srila Prabhupada was very much surprised that this is the first meeting and I hardly know him and he hardly knows me, but he is giving me these instructions. So Srila Prabhupada replied to him saying that at present our country is in the subjugation of the British rule, and the first and foremost thing is we need to have freedom, otherwise who will be there to hear about all the spiritual talks? And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur very boldly says that all this will come and go, but the spiritual activities are for the benefit of all and they are to be performed on a very urgent basis. So this Krishna conscious movement is the emergency. We have to give this to the world at any cost, and that too very fast. And Srila Prabhupada was really impressed by that statement, and from that day he was engaged in associating with Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And we know that it took 10 years for him to get formal initiation. And what did Srila Prabhupada do after that? He took the mission, he took the words of his spiritual master to his heart and soul, and he crossed over the ocean and went to US at the age of 70. And we see what wonders Srila Prabhupada has created. Such a beautiful ISKCON movement he has given. So many books he has given. So many temples. Everything what we have got now is by the blessings of Srila Prabhupada. He has given us a ready-made plate of prasad, which we have to just eat. But we are also choosy in that, because as our conditioning is there, that we don't want whatever is given, we want what we like. So similarly, Prabhupada has given us this beautiful plate of prasad, and we are thinking what to take, what not to take. In fact, we should just take the whole plate and relish it. And that is what Srila Prabhupada has done by the grace of his Guru. And Prabhupada in many times during his Vyas Puja was in tears. And he used to say that all of you Western disciples have been sent by my Guru Maharaj, and I thank you all for helping me to complete the mission of my Guru Maharaj. So this is the spiritual grace which Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave to Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada in turn gave it to us. And what to speak of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada? We know that those devotees who were initially joined ISKCON, they hardly had any Vedic knowledge, or they were hardly any connected to any Vedic system, nothing. They were not knowing who Krishna is, who is God. They were just engrossed and enjoying the material enjoyments of this world. There were many were hippies, many were into intoxications and other things. But Srila Prabhupada made their qualification, so much so that he made them into pure Vaishnavas, pure Brahmanas. And it's really a miracle to see that such a person who is into so much material enjoyment suddenly transforms his life, and that too not an Indian person, a Western people. It's so difficult, first of all, to give our Indian culture to the Western people is a big challenge. And secondly, after giving it to them, the main thing is then maintaining that culture. But we see that so many devotees have changed their lives just by the blessings of Srila Prabhupada. And there were many disciples of Srila Prabhupada who have not even seen Srila Prabhupada for hardly met or not even met. They got initiation through mail, through post. They got their beads through post. But see the wonders these disciples of Srila Prabhupada have created. Many have changed the entire area or the place where they are living. We see Ukraine, Russia, so many devotees have given up all the material type of lifestyle and taken to spiritual life. Who's because of the grace of the Guru, Srila Prabhupada. So this is what is the link which we are talking of, and this is what is the power of grace which we are discussing today. Now there are examples in other scripture, other sampradayas also. We have the example of in the Sri Sampradaya, Dhanurdas. Now Dhanurdas, as you all know, that he was a huge wrestler, and he was very much attracted to one lady. So much so that when Sri Ranganath came out in the palanquin outside the temple, all the devotees, all the people there gathered were focused on seeing Ranganath. But this personality, Dhanurdas, he was carrying an umbrella to protect that lady from the shade and constantly gazing at the eyes of that lady. And this got to the notice of Srila Ramanujacharya. And he was thinking that it's really astonishing that Ranganath has come out. There is so much of noise, so much of music going on, people are shouting. And this personality is totally oblivious of all this and just focused on that lady who is, is a material body he was attracted to. And Sri Ramanujacharya felt compassion on this person. And he said that he went to him and told him that, don't you see the Lord come out here and you are focused on the face of this beautiful, this lady. He said, this lady has the eyes which are the most beautiful in the world. So Ramanujacharya tells him that, if I show you something much better than this, will you give up this? He says, yes, I will give up, but I know there will be nothing more beautiful than it. He said, okay, come with me. And then Ramanujacharya prayed to Sri Ranganath to shower his blessings on this personality. And then he took him to take the darshan of Sri Ranganath ji. And by the prayers of Ramanujacharya, Ranganath gave him the spiritual vision of his eyes, the most beautiful eyes in the entire universe. Ranganath has the most beautiful eyes. And as soon as Dhanurdas saw this, he was bewildered. He was like into ecstasy that there can be such beautiful eyes also. And he fell at the feet of Ramanujacharya and surrendered his life. This is the grace of the spiritual master, that such a fallen person who was so much addicted to material enjoyment gave up his material enjoyment and took shelter of the lotus feet of Ramanujacharya. And what type of disciple he became? He became one of the foremost and the most closest associate of Ramanujacharya. We know about the pastimes. His Holiness Sadhanath Swami Maharaj has very nicely explained during the South India Yatra and other classes about how Dhanurdas was so close to Ramanujacharya that the Brahmachari disciples of Ramanujacharya were feeling envious that this is a grihastha who is involved in sense enjoyment, and why is Guru Maharaj so much giving his association to him and giving him so much importance. So Ramanujacharya comes to know that his disciples are feeling little envious of his of Dhanurdas, and they are feeling proud of their renunciation. So what he does, he goes and tears off their kopin when all of them are sleeping. And then there is a fight amongst all the brahmacharis that you tore my kopin, you tore, and that way. And then Ramanujacharya says that, I think we should teach Dhanurdas one lesson. So we should expose him something. So he says, okay, I will call him now to meet me. You go and steal the jewelry from his wife. So then Dhanurdas is called by Ramanujacharya, and at home his wife is sleeping. And all the disciples, they go and they start stealing the ornaments from the body of Dhanurdas' wife. And the wife comes to know that the disciples of Ramanujacharya have come, and she feels that, I think Guru Maharaj is in need of some money. So she allows them to take the jewelry. So they take one side of the jewelry, and then she feels that they should also take the other side. So she turns around, and in that moment they feel that, the disciples feel that she has woken up, so they run away. And when they run away, Dhanurdas comes back home, and he is surprised to see his wife in this condition, half side jewelry, half side nothing. So she explains him the whole thing, saying that, I feel Guru Maharaj is in trouble and he needs some money. So he says, what happened? So she said that the disciples had come to steal the ornaments and all. And all these disciples who had come to steal, they are standing outside wanting to hear what is going to happen. Now there is going to be a big fight in the house that all the jewelry is stolen. And then Dhanurdas gets angry on his wife that, you foolish lady, you don't know how to serve the Guru. You should have turned so slowly that you should have allowed in such a way that they could have taken the other part of the other jewelry from other part of the body also. And this disciple was surprised that such a person who was once into such a material type of lifestyle, is now become such a Vaishnava that he wants to give away everything for the service of his Guru. So this is the grace of the Guru which the disciple exhibits and then spreads spirituality in and around. The other example comes to our mind is that of Srila Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami was, as you know, the nephew of Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatan Goswami. And when he was a young boy, he got attached to his uncles, and from that time he was serving his uncles. He was performing all the menial services for his uncles. And then Srila Rupa Goswami gave him his shelter and taught him all the Vedic scriptures, everything which was required for the Gaudiya mission to go ahead. And Srila, you know that Srila Jiva Goswami wrote so many books, so many literatures which are the basis of our Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. And Srila Rupa Goswami also gave him a beautiful deity of Sri Radha Damodar. A very small deity which is there in Jaipur today, and that was personally carved by Srila Rupa Goswami and given to Jiva Goswami. And that deity used to speak to Jiva Goswami, you know, talk to him, eat from his own hands. This is the grace of the spiritual master. And what did Jiva Goswami do? Jiva Goswami was the first person in our sampradaya who started the distribution of books. All the literatures of the Goswami he entrusted to his disciples, Srinivas Acharya, Ramanand Pandit and Sikacharya Prabhu, and then they went on for the first book distribution of our mission. So this is the grace of the spiritual master. And then there is one example which is of one Vaishnava Acharya from Radha Vallabh Sampradaya. As you know, Radha Vallabh Sampradaya has their main centered around the Radha Vallabh deity which is there in Vrindavan. And the founder Acharya is Hithari Vansh Mahaprabhu, who used to worship Sri Radha Vallabh, and he has installed the deity in Vrindavan, and the whole sampradaya is around the teachings of Hithari Vansh Mahaprabhu. So there is one disciple of the name Sri Hariram Vyas. Now he is considered to be one of the foremost personalities in the Hithari Vansh Sampradaya or the Radha Vallabh Sampradaya. Now Hariram Vyas was a very scholarly person. He was a Rajguru in the court of King of Orsha. And he was also into so much debate. And he was very, very scholarly personality. And he was very much fond of debating. And he had this habit of becoming a Digvijay Pandit. So he went around everywhere and started defeating all of them. And he used to sign, get the signature of the person he defeated. And he was, wherever he used to go, he used to carry with him 3-4 cart loads of certificates, which he had won from all the people by defeating them. And so, he almost conquered all the places, and then this came to his knowledge that he has not, defeated scholars in Kashi. And in those days, Kashi was considered to be the hub of spirituality. All the major decisions were taken at Kashi. So he said, okay, if I win Kashi, then I will become the Digvijay Pandit of the entire country. So then he comes to Kashi. And all the Brahmanas in Kashi, they come to know that this Hariram Vyas is Hariram Shukla. That time he was known as Hariram Shukla. He's coming and he's going to debate, so all the Brahmanas were scared and nobody wanted to come in front of him. And so when he reached Kashi, he set up his own place and then he was waiting for somebody to come and debate. And so 2-3 Brahmanas, they tried, but he just defeated them in a matter of time. And he was waiting for some good personality to come and defeat. So all these Brahmanas, they had a meeting. And they thought that it is impossible for any of us, either singly or collectively, to defeat this personality. So we should take shelter of the Kashi Vishwanath, who is the main controller of this area. And we should tell him that the image or the image of Kashi is now in your hands. If you don't help, then Kashi is going to lose. So they all went to Kashi Vishwanath temple and started praying to Kashi Vishwanath and requested him that such and such personality has come to debate, and unless you bless, we are not going to win. And then Lord Shiva appears in dreams of all these and chastises all of them that you all Brahmanas are only eating, are only concerned with eating and doing Pandagiri. You don't want to read scriptures, which is also the main essence. You should read scriptures. But since now you have given me that this is the, for the image of Kashi, you have to help. So I will come and debate with Hari Ram Vyas. So next day he comes, Lord Shiva comes in form of a small Brahman, of a old Brahman man. And he comes and sits in front of Vyas, Hari Ram Vyas. And Hari Ram Vyas says, oh, you have come to debate. He says, I am such a small person, simple person. What can I debate? And I don't like to debate. What we should do is, we should discuss spiritual topics instead of debate. So he said, okay, so we will discuss. So he said, I will ask you 3 questions. So if you answer, then it will be nice for me. He said, okay, ask. So he said, what is the benefit of acquiring knowledge? So Hari Ram Vyas says, what a simple question you are asking. He says, to acquire knowledge means to get intelligence, to get vivek. What is intelligence? So he said, okay. So then he says, what is intelligence then? He says, sorry, what type of questions you are asking? He says, intelligence means to know what is truth, what is untruth, what is right, what is wrong. If there is milk and water, you drink milk and throw the water. So intelligence is to know truth and untruth. So he said, what is truth and what is untruth? Now this Hari Ram Vyas gets very... But since he was an old man, he did not lose his temper. He said, oh, you are asking me all simple questions. But truth means Ishwar is truth. And Ishwara Satya Jagat Mithya. The world is false. So he said, oh, if you are saying that Ishwar is truth and Jagat is Mithya, see at your own life. You have got all knowledge, wealth, everything, but you don't have Ishwar in your life at all. You are only concerned with winning people over and getting their signature on that paper that you have won. But this is untruth, this is mithya. And after your life is over, what is going to happen to you? And this awakes Hari Ram Vyas, that this cannot be a normal personality. So he requests the old man that, please, I know that you are not a simple person. I know you are somebody extraordinary. So please bless me and give me your darshan. And then that old man turns into Kashi Vishwanath and he blesses him. And as soon as he sees Kashi Vishwanath, he falls down. He begs at his feet. And he says that, please guide me. So he said, you have everything in your life, but you don't have the spiritual grace of your spiritual master. You don't have the grace of your spiritual master. You need to have a guru in your life. Only then you can progress in spiritual life. And then he says that, how can I find a guru? He said, don't worry. At an appropriate time, the guru will come to your place. But you just keep your willingness to have a guru. And so he comes back to Orcha. But after coming back from Kashi, he is a changed personality. Everybody is seeing that the person who was so much into debate and argument and he's become such a changed person. He already got the grace of Lord Shiva. But now he's eagerly waiting for a guru to come in his life. And then comes the disciple of Ishwarapuri, Srila Ishwarapuri, Madhav Dasji. It is said that he had made his mind that whichever spiritual personality comes tomorrow, I'm going to take initiation from him. And here comes Madhav Dasji, who is the disciple of Srila Ishwarapuri. And then he gives him initiation, and after initiation, his life changes. He becomes a very transformed personality. So much so that his heart is always hankering to go to Vrindavan. But he was not knowing how to go. And so one disciple of Srila Hitharivansh Mahaprabhu comes to Orcha. And he was singing beautiful bhajans about the pastimes of Lord Krishna. And when he hears this, he gets attracted. And he says that, I want to meet the person who has composed these bhajans. So he said, okay, you come to Vrindavan. So his eagerness to go to Vrindavan was fulfilled by this Naval Das Ji. And he goes and meets with Harivansh Mahaprabhu. And then there is a conversation between them. There is an elaborate pastime in that. We will not go much deep into that. But then he accepts Srila Hitharivansh Mahaprabhu as his Shiksha Guru. And then he, under his guidance, he writes many books. There are many literatures which Hari Ram Vyas has written. And one of, he has written about Vyasavani, then something he has written about the Sangeet, something related to music. There is a whole book, and he has written about the various Acharyas. And his books and his pads or whatever writings are considered as one of the most foremost in the Radhavallabh Sampradaya. Now he desired that he wants to have a deity like other Goswamis. So Hitharivansh Mahaprabhu used to serve in Seva Kunj. So he said that I will also, you know, find a place for myself and stay there. So next to Seva Kunj is Radha Bag or Radha Kunj. Or I think Krishna Kunj, something like that. And there he started staying. And he had a desire to have deities. So he used to pray to Krishna that I want a deity, but which has to be manifested. It has to be self-manifested deity, not made by somebody. And Krishna fulfills his desire and gives him a dream that in the same garden where you are staying, just 14 feet down, there are my vigras. You can remove them and start worshipping. So he removes those deities and they are called Jugal Kishore deities. These deities are still present in Madhya Pradesh today. And the best part of the deities are that they used to reciprocate with Hari Ram Vyas. And there are many pastimes which the deities performed with Hari Ram Vyas. But the one prominent which I would like to share with you is one day one person. Now Hari Ram Vyas was a very, very scholarly person and known across the country. And even in Vrindavan everybody knew him because first of all he was a Rajguru. He had lot of money. So he used to do lot of service for the sadhus and bhandara and everything. So he was very known personality there. So one rich man came and gave him a gold flute for his deity. And he was so happy to get that deity. So that deity was a slight bigger deity, I mean a bigger flute, which was not going in the hands of the deities now. Krishna is holding his hand and he was trying to put in the deities, the flute. But it was not going in. So he forced it. And while forcing, he scratched the deity. And instantly blood started coming out of the deity's hands. And he was shocked. He said, oh, because of me, Krishna is having trouble. So he kept the flute down. He rushed. He got medical. No, he bandaged the Lord. He begged forgiveness for troubling the Lord. And he decided that he will fast. And he will not eat for the whole day. And you know, in Vrindavan, sometimes it is very hot. So he said that now I will go on parikrama in the hot summer and in the hot day, but I will not because I have committed a big offense. So in the evening, after the whole day, he comes back in the evening and goes to see the darshan of his Lord to see how the hand of the deity is. And to his surprise, Krishna is holding that flute which was kept down and there is no bruise, nothing on his hand. And he is surprised, he starts crying. He speaks to Krishna, he says, how did this happen? He said, the flute was so big that it was not going. How did it went? So Krishna said that flute was big, but my hands are not small. I just raised my hands a bit and held the flute. And so he was so happy. So these are the few examples which I thought we will discuss today, like how Hari Ram Vyas, because of the grace of his spiritual master, reached a level where he started speaking to Krishna and doing so much nice activities. So all these examples which we have discussed today, if you see, all were into something, and after the grace of the spiritual master, their life changed, and then they performed such wondrous pastimes for the entire human society to benefit all the personalities. And in the current pastime which we are discussing about Narad Muni and Vyasadev. Now Narad Muni has come to shower his grace on Vyasadev. And in the coming verses we will see what Narad Muni does, how he transforms his dissatisfaction into presenting something which is going to benefit one and all for the time to come. And what we are discussing now is that same transformation which Vyasadev has done for the benefit of the entire human society. So this is the power and grace of the spiritual master, which we all need in our lives to make our life successful. So thank you all very much. I hope I have given justice to your valuable time. And if I have spoken anything beyond my realizations, please forgive me. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.